Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
I am on fire, ladies and gentlemen. RBN is on fire. God bless RBN, and you continue to support RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Get on the website, republicbroadcasting.org. You get on and you donate if you can. You support the network in this time as we enter these summer months and we enter these uncharted waters of danger for our nation as we grow closer and closer to the scheduled election of 2008. Our nation is under more danger now than at any other time in this Bush presidency. I feel in my heart of hearts that we are not going to see another presidential election. And I believe that with all my heart, and I hope I'm wrong. But I believe that George Bush and these psychopaths that run the White House are determined to bring about, and they have the power to do it. They're responsible for the illegals coming in. They're responsible for everything that has happened in America that they can control, that they have control over, and they have control over much. Remember what Roosevelt said. When it happens in politics, it is not an accident. It was planned that way. My friends, it is planned this way. Just today, out of WorldNet Daily, Dr. Corsi continues his examination of the White House and its connections to these nefarious organizations and corporate entities that are working to build a new world order, as they were in Wilson's time right up to the present. This disarmament of America, this arming of the new world order, and creating a super state. My friends, it's here. He says Halliburton's former engineering and construction subsidiary has a contingency contract now with Michael Chertoff's, a la Israeli double agents, Department of Homeland Security, to construct detention facilities in the event, as William F. Buckley would say, in the event of a national emergency, according to Dr. Corsi. As he reported just last week on this program, as a matter of fact, that George Bush has issued Directive 51, granting himself extraordinary powers to him and any future president, if there is to be, that in the event of a declared national emergency, it will take place, the total lockdown of America, all of America, including all private businesses, enterprises, all cities, towns, Indian reservations, territories of the United States, everything. Now, this Houston-based KBR company was awarded an initial $385 million contract in January of 2006 for 1 year, with 4 one-year options extended into this year. KBR held a previous emergency detention contract with ICE from 2000 to 2005. ICE spokeswoman, that's Immigration Customs Enforcement, Jamie Zulabach, told Corsi the primary intent of the contract was to build temporary detention facility that could be used in the event of a mass migration crisis, but she confirmed the facilities could be employed in national emergencies, including natural disasters and the like. My friends, here we go again.
What conspiracy? You guys are out of your mind. Doesn't happen that way. It's all part of your dream mentality. Come on now. It ain't happen. Can't happen here.
We'll be right back with your calls.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. it's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
Well, 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 how convenient for George and company, huh? We got a right to do whatever we want to you vigilantes out there, you terrorists, you constitutionalists. You heard what Fulbright said in 1961, Kennedy. You heard them all, United World Federalists. Hey, we know better. We've got to link into a one-world government, man. And in order to do that, we first socialize the economy, dismantle the borders, create a socialist police state apparatus and the conditions for it, and we are going to move right ahead, aren't we? All right, let's go back to the phones now. 800-313-9443. Doug in Florida, I believe. Hello.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm happy. Can't you tell?
Yes, I can tell. Well, I just want to say that, you know, it's good to hear somebody getting the truth out on the radio waves, because FM radio there's only one or two that are really getting the truth out, but then there's also those who try to discredit any idea of group of people who are controlling things behind the scenes, and which on both parties they are.
Mm-hmm.
But you brought up something about how that, you know, they're getting with this amnesty bill that they're ramming down our throats about the Indian reservations.
Yes.
How, you know, I'll tell you, there's going to be a lot of Native Americans I don't think are going to like that too well when they try to do that.
Well, I'm sure they won't, but what are they going to do about it?
Well, you know,
You know, George Bush can, you know, can bomb the people of Iraq. He can order the bombing of children. He can order the bombing of all of these countries like Afghanistan whenever he gets away with it, Syria and Iran. And, you know, he'll bomb us. Let's face
it. Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, this amnesty bill that they're forcing down our throats, you know, on another radio program, they were going over that. They were, you know, I think Ron Paul, he's tried to get the truth out about that pretty well. And then a few others. But, this Bush today on TV, he is appropriating $30 billion to send overseas for the research of AIDS. $30 billion. Now, that's a lot of money. I mean, you know, and that's not all I want to talk about, but I'm just reiterating that because I'm trying to point out something. What I'm trying to point out is that, you know, you were mentioned about how they're moving our economy toward this one world government.
Yes, and that's what socialize.
And I've had the feeling for a long time that, you know, after this thing goes through, that, you know, they're going to use it to create some sort of problem. Mm-hmm. I've had that, I guess you call it a premonition or a feeling, but I just keep feeling that, and I hope, you know, I'm just saying that they're going to use it to take our rights away even more, and that's what they're out to do. And then you mentioned that this thing about the Presidential Directive 51, is that something they've just passed within the past year?
Well, you know, if you've been, you've been listening a little bit.
I haven't been listening to the short wave.
Okay. All right, listen more closely each night, each day that you can, because you're not going to hear it anywhere else. Okay?
I know that.
It was nothing that was passed by any Congress or any agency. It was a proclamation that was signed, prepared for him, and signed by George Bush.
A proclamation.
That's right, a directive.
So, in other words, this is law of the land now.
Well, it's not the law of the land, but the king has made his proclamation now.
Right.
And he feels he is the law of the land. He's stating that he gets to decide what
will happen.
Well,
that's pretty obvious if you've seen the way he's been acting lately. But, you know, what really perturbs me is that, you know, he's calling himself conservative, which he's not.
And
because you can see... Yeah, and see, he's an internationalist, and he's controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission.
Absolutely.
And anytime you call another radio program that's in support of, you know, oh, there's no such thing as that.
Well, of course.
You know, we know different.
No, there's no Directive 51 either. There's no CFR. There's no Trilateral. There's no meeting coming up of the Bilderbergers. None of these things exist. No.
But what I was going to mention was is that you know. That with this amnesty bill coming in, and you know, you're saying, well, you're not you, but they're saying they can lock down the country, which doesn't surprise me. You know, the thing you have to understand about Indian reservations is that they are a nation within their own, and they are sovereign entities, and you know, they knowing a little bit about that, so they're. You know, that's not going to go over too well, I don't think. But anyway, what I was trying to point out was that they're forcing this thing. Am I still on the air?
Of course you
are. Yeah, they're forcing this amnesty bill down our throats, and they're violating our national sovereignty, and they're setting up this one world economy, like you were saying. And that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that, you know, with this happening right now, and they're going to print these e-cards up, and they probably already got them lined up at the border ready to come in anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's just all, you know, coming down so quick, and it seems like people's lives are being altered, and they don't know it.
That's right.
Every day. And if you watch people, I watch people going around, and they're so busy with their cell phones, here, there, and everywhere, and nobody's paying attention to what's really going on, except for a few of us out here.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, if you try to tell people and get them to pay attention, you know, there's a few out there that are watching, but, you know, the vast majority out there, I think, our lives are being drastically altered, and I don't think we really even, sometimes even myself even, you know, you don't really pay attention to what is going on around you, how they're changing this country, and it's not for the good.
Mm-hmm. No,
so,
it isn't.
But I mean, but there, you know, I try to look at the positive. There are, you know, a few positive things, like, you know, yourself getting the truth out and things
well,
that like
we
that.
We are, and
but
it's not just me; it's countless others that are doing
exactly,
the truth
exactly. But
I couldn't do it alone, but.
No, but, I mean, we can, you know, help each other get the truth out there, and it's refreshing
right.
to hear somebody
that
is getting the truth out there. But if you see what I'm, understand what I'm saying is that people's lives, they don't realize that this country is being drastically altered.
Yeah,
that's put in mildly, but mm-hmm. they are drastically, and I think within the next couple of months or even a year, you know, it's going to, you know, we got to wake up. I mean, like yep. I said, we're awake, but I mean, with this thing coming down and then now, but you're saying when you're in regards to leadership and this president being a leader, no, he's not being one because we could have, you know, with our military as highly trained as they are, we could have easily won that war over there by now, very easily.
Oh, but see, it's not intended to be won.
No,
I
it's
mean,
not.
Obviously.
No, it's not. They want to let it go on and on and on
right.
so
that's
they could
right.
keep this one-world government.
They have to keep
yeah.
a military expansion in the Middle East, and that's the name of the game.
But you mentioned the concentration camps, too,
right.
and that's something I'm not uninformed about because, you know, that doesn't surprise me a whole lot either. So that's what they're... And you know, I don't think they're going to use them for the aliens coming in here.
Well, I mean, obviously they want the aliens to come in, so
they
can
do.
Then use it as an excuse to crack
yeah.
down on us.
So they can create a crisis or
right. It's for Americans. It's for natural-born Native Americans that they will have to be taken care of when they get out of order. When the natives get restless, what happens?
Oh yeah, they're
got to restore order, man.
Well, they're. I don't think they really interested in order. I think they want to do is bring about socialist, like you said, socialist one-world government.
That's the same
so,
thing. Yes.
Same thing, but you know, right. but. You know, with the $30 billion today, and then you mentioned something about Halliburton.
Yes,
and
the contracts from Homeland Security. All right,
so
we see this nice picture now forming, this private clique, this elite private clique of gangsters and,
mm-hmm.
and gangster banksters.
Exactly.
These people are, I mean, if the American people could know, all of them know what we know tonight,
yeah.
these people, none of them would be alive. None
no, well, it's like a puzzle, and they're putting it all together,
right.
and now they're in a hurry because they know, well, maybe the truth is getting out. Maybe,
right.
you know, and as far as this amnesty bill is concerned, when I heard about that, I mean, you know, that's like, you know.
Wait a minute. Now, George Bush said it ain't amnesty. It ain't. It ain't.
No,
it ain't.
Well, it is.
It ain't.
It is. It is. It's exactly what it really is. I mean, you can call it by any other color,
uh-huh.
but a bear is a bear.
You got it,
and
my friend.
And that's what it is.
Thank you for the call. Got to move
yeah,
along.
Bye.
I appreciate your call, and it's good to hear from you. We have others on the line, Fritz and others. We'll get to you right after the break, but we're too close to break time. And I want to give people a chance to dial in. Right now we have an available line for you at 800-313-9443. I think it was one of our callers last night, was it, I think, Leslie from Virginia, who brought up the fact that George Bush was so vile yesterday. He was so angry and so bitter, and the name-calling that he used against his own party is indicative of how evil, how mean-spirited and how vile this man can be. I mean, he is the consummate dictator, and he wants to be that dictator now, total dictatorship for America and for the world. It's not just him, and it's not just for America. It's for the world, my friend. You have to be brought into the new Antichrist world order so that we can keep you safe. And what does the Scripture tell us when they shall proclaim? Peace and safety, alas, and sudden destruction will come upon them, like upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape the wrath of God to come. We shall be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back. Rick Adams now. Hey, how do you like the idea, ladies and gentlemen, of your tax dollars being used to finance La Raza? Well, you got a representative in Texas, Ruben, I believe it's Hinojosa, a Democrat from Texas, who introduced a bill that would fund the National Council of La Raza. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, a pro-illegal violation of immigration law group. This bill, named the Hope Fund Act of 2007, H.R. 1999, would allot $5 million to La Raza in the next year, $10 million each year thereafter. How do you like that, huh? Your tax dollars being used to fund an organization that supports legislation that would grant amnesty to millions of illegals currently residing in the United States. According to their website, La Raza supports the Bush immigration bill. Oh, they have their differences because it doesn't go far enough, fast enough, but they support total and complete dismemberment of the borders and this wave of amnesty proposals to legitimize their illegal behavior. All right, back to the phones. We have many calls. Let's go to Fritz in Florida now. Hello, Fritz.
Good evening. I have a number of things to mention. One is that supposedly the last president was Clinton. And the fact is in that our bankruptcy has gone three times past 70 years, which means 210 years. So the only way out of this is for redemption. And there's only one that's going to redeem us, and that's our Messiah.
Yes.
Another thing I want to mention about the presidency is supposedly the ones that are presidents are the ones that have been, I don't know about all the facts on this, that were elected in years that had a zero in it, like 1960 was Kennedy, and I think 1980 was Reagan, were either assassinated or attempted assassinations on them. And I believe George W.W. there was elected in 2000. Another thing is that, if you remember it from Vietnam, that they used the corpses of the American troops or the United States Army or whatever branch of service they were in, and they packed the cavities of their corpses with heroin. So I wonder what they're doing now that Afghanistan has a bumper crop of heroin. And I wonder why they're not allowing anybody to photograph or examine the corpses of the troops that are coming home. Does
well, that's one of the reasons,
that?
Undoubtedly.
Uh-huh.
Bush says we can't allow the photographing of the bodies that are coming home now. This is part of the enemy strategy, you see, the Al-Qaeda network.
Yeah, they must be branded with a CIA and a chock full of heroin.
Well, that heroin cash crop has grown tremendously since Cheney and the company took our forces into Afghanistan. And, you know, the Taliban had it pretty much wiped out for the most part. And, of course, that was a no-no. That's another reason we had to invade. You cannot allow that to continue. So, there's no doubt about it that we have one of the most evil, corrupt governments now on the face of the earth, if not the most. I really mean that. I mean, what they're getting away with today in a so-called democracy is just totally beyond the pale.
It's murder is what it is.
It's
murder.
Genocide. It's genocide on a grand scale.
And I'll say this, it's genocide of the WASP, the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants.
They killed the cream of the crop.
Doing.
They did it in World War II. They're doing it again now, my friend. The gene pool has been altered tremendously in our nation, and we are witnessing the dissolution of this government, this people, this heritage. No question about that. This war is taking tremendous casualties. We're in a position now to expose it and to bring it to an end, and it will come to an end. As you said, Jesus will bring it to an end himself. Thank you very much, Fritz, for the call.
I have one other thing to say.
Sure.
There's also a $10 million insurance policy on every soldier that's over there. So do you care? Do you think they care if they come back in a body bag, stock full of heroin?
Mm-hmm.
I doubt it.
George Bush and these Congress people, look, they can't even cut off funding for this evil war. You know what? Let me tell you, they don't care about these boys and girls. They simply don't care. Period. Absolutely none. No concern whatsoever for what's right, Democrat or Republican. Thank you.
All our prayers should be imprecatory prayers and curse them.
Amen. All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. All right. Bill in Wisconsin is next. Hello, Bill. We'll take a quick break after you start your little journey. All right. Tell you what. Let's take the break first. We don't have time. Bill, you'll be on right after the break, okay? We'll do that in 3 minutes from now, right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Oy vey, you heard it first from Bill Clinton. We're back now, and we're going to take Bill from Wisconsin. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Rick. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay. Yeah, I was just kind of wanting to pick up on a line of thought that your two callers back and you and yourself were discussing. You know, as far as the concentration camps, I wanted to say that I've been tortured in this country by this government already. Let's see, the only thing that they haven't done is murder. And I pray that there, if there is a God, that God immediately destroy those people that are in this government, because you're absolutely right. They are nothing but a pure criminal organization. They're far worse than anything remotely close that they were complaining about in England with. You know, that's a farcical joke to think about. Those people, you know, set up this country, you know, based upon some complaints against England. And I mean, it's just sheer hypocrisy. I wanted to bring up what Benjamin Franklin said. You know, those people that, you know, what he's
say sacrifice liberty and freedom for security deserve neither.
Right.
And I just wanted to say, you know, as far as the concentration camps, it will be a real irony. I hope that no one who ever stood up for this country and took the responsibility of speaking out and standing for what's right is ever in those concentration camps. But I think it's a just place for all these fake pseudo-Christians and, you know, all these fakers, you know, who won't stand up for what's right ever.
That's
and,
true.
And yes. You know, just go through the farcical routine and just to go along to get along. And it's kind of ironic that them and their children just might wind up in that position. So.
Well, that will be their judgment for sure.
Mm-hmm. So
they support George Bush right into the jail cell.
Right.
There's no question about that.
Yeah.
They support everything that this neocon administration has given them with the blessings of the Robertsons and the Hagees and so forth.
Right. Well, they have all right down the line.
Yes.
I mean, Bush's so-called elections before, you know, that was supposed to have been given to him by the Southern Baptist. And I mean, either those people are incredibly stupid or they're part of the problem and a very major part of it. And personally, I think it's both myself. I think they're incredibly stupid and a major part of the problem.
Yes.
You know, I can only hope that, you know, God is going to intervene in this situation because it's going to get really ugly.
Well, let me tell you, I mean, he's in control. And it will be done his way in his time, but it will be done.
Right.
Trust me. These people, let me tell you, when Judgment Day hits, there's not going to be a rock big enough for them to hide under. It's going to be a horrible day.
The only problem with that, though, is it's incredibly difficult to wait for that day. I mean, as far as
I know that, but look at all the generations.
As far as I'm concerned, it's a day too late.
Yeah, but, you know, we're not the first people saying this either.
Uh-huh.
Look at the saints that were killed just in the last 2,000 years from the Romans right up to the present. I mean, in the most horrible way,
sure.
They were killed, and they didn't see Christ return, and they didn't see the wrath of God yet. But let me tell you, it's coming. It's coming. And we don't have to be the final generation. But if we are the final generation in this world, that's fine. That's fine with me, as long as we do know that judgment will come for the wicked. And it will. So
right.
All you have to do is be faithful. Unfortunately, we can't control it. We're not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but he is, and he's in control. That's all I can say. I can't be God.
Right.
I can't speak for him. Let him speak for himself.
Right. Well, I'll just leave you with this. I don't usually use the phrase worthless human filth, but in the case of the people that currently occupy our government seats,
yes.
That's very appropriate for them. And
the lowest level, yes, the
worst
of humanity.
Worthless.
All right, thank you, Bill. I appreciate your call from Wisconsin. Thank you.
Appreciate your time, Rick.
Sure. John in Georgia is next. Hello, John.
Good evening,
yes, John.
Everybody.
Yes.
I just wanted to make a note here that the prison camps they're building in the United States, we know about it. What about the prison camps they're building in South America, in Iraq, and all these other places where they're most likely going to send the people they don't really like that they think they cannot affect? Like, for example, you, for example, you won't bend. They'll send you to another country. If you escape, where are you going to go? Especially once they chip you before they send you over there.
Well, I'm prepared, believe me, to die on my feet, not on my knees. I'm not going to live on my knees. Absolutely not.
Yes, I just
I'm prepared for that.
Yeah, I mean, they've got boats, planes, you name it. And they're building those 14 bases in Iraq. I guarantee you they're not just military bases.
Yep.
And I guarantee you they're going to be able to house way more than a few million people over there because there's nowhere to go. You're in the middle of the desert. And it's going to be a sad case when this starts happening.
Look at this TB case that they're using already to express puzzlement as to how this individual, was able to get a TB and how these diseases now are reoccurring in America like never before. Once again, the open borders policy, no borders of this administration and this CFR-controlled government are responsible for that. We have leprosy now, once again. We wiped it out years ago, and yet it's recurring. We have Chagas. We have all of these diseases like TB making a big comeback in these United States, my
friend. They're antibiotic resistant to tuberculosis.
Absolutely, yes.
They will be used
as the reason, if George Bush says he's going to use it to shut down and put people in camps, then they will be used as the excuse.
Sure, and you're going to get put in a camp with someone who has that, and the next thing you know, you're going to get it too, and everyone in the camp's going to have it. And
I just want to hug George Bush just one time and Dick Cheney before that happens. That's all I ask.
Yeah, and you know what's ironic about this whole immigration bill they're trying to railroad through here?
Yeah.
Is that the people that are crying for it the most, which are the illegals, have no idea what they're getting into because they have actually more leeway right now than they do once they become a citizen. Once they become a citizen, the government's going to have their thumb on them, complete control, and all of a sudden these guys are going to be crying to go back to Mexico, but it'll be too late.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's just ironic how they get the victims to support the bill anyway.
Mm-hmm. It's just amazing, isn't it, huh?
It is.
Look at it from all points of view. That's true.
Yep.
Very good, Don. John,
all right.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
Thank you for the call. 1-800-313-9443. And you get the tone of the broadcast tonight. And you've been listening, many of you, right from the beginning. And we'll discuss this tomorrow in the shop. You hear me, Frank? Frankie, are you listening? Yes, he is. Frankie Coppa, he's listening right now. And we met today in the shop, that's right, in the coffee shop. We had a big meeting, a big strategy session, and we told the world what to do. We'll be there tomorrow. We'll be gathering the faithful, the flock, to get the word out. No question about that. No doubt about it. All right, now we have Sam in Texas. Sam Houston, is that Sam Houston?
No, sir.
Okay, well, you're Sam anyway, right? Hi, Sam.
I was listening to public broadcasting, and I saw the film about the 10th Mountain Division and the lives they sacrificed, and the people on Okinawa, Iwo Jima, the whole thing. I was a Marine, and I felt like when they introduced this citizenship thing, this Reform Act, and giving illegals a chance to pay so many $1,000s to become citizens, that just diminished everything I did, anybody else that died for this country.
Well, absolutely. That's what it's intended to do.
I don't get it.
Well, so. You get it. No, you get it, Sam.
Okay.
You understand this is all-out betrayal. It's the New World Order. Welcome to it, Mike. It's not about country. It's about destroying country. It's about creating a new world system. See? That's the program that's been outlined for you.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to pay to destroy yourself, your family, and your country. And it's called patriotism. This is called honor. This is called freedom.
Okay. Where do I get in line?
Yes.
Okay.
Step right up to the plate. Come on.
Tell me.
Open up.
Tell me where I line up, because I'm willing to go for whatever side is going to overthrow this crap.
Well, you know, just give it some time. Things are moving, and they're moving in that direction, and pretty soon that choice will really no longer be available to us. We will have to face it.
I was told I couldn't afford to buy gold, so I could buy lead.
Well, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Sell your cloak and buy a sword, my friend.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you,
my friend. You see, not everyone's asleep, ladies and gentlemen. People like Sam are waking up. They know what the battle is all about now. He knows. You know what it's all about. I don't have to tell you. If I have to tell you, you'll never wake up. You'll be one of the Rush Limbaugh types or one of the Sean Insanity people who will never be able to understand what's going on, simply because you don't want to. You don't care to. It's too frightening to wake up. It's too scary to wake up to a nightmare of all things, the reality of what is going on in our nation today, and how Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney can plot against America each day, hold their fists of contempt right in your face, and we tolerate it. We allow it. We even applaud it. We've got people that are applauding Bush. We've got people that think it's wonderful because they're the same people who were back in the days of the ancient Roman Empire applauding the emperor, applauding the destruction of Rome from within. Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. You don't want to be in that crowd, ladies and gentlemen. You want to be in the real in crowd. And I hear more of you. I see more of you every day. Angry, frustrated, getting back to basics, getting back to the Father, coming to Him in repentance and understanding that's where the action's at. It's got to be from the Scriptures, in my opinion, because that's where the war is. That's where it's going to take place. And if you're going to fight this battle, don't bring a toothpick with you. Bring the biggest sword that you have. That's right in the Scriptures. Hit him. Hit Satan where it hurts him the most, right there in the temple. And I mean the temple in more ways than one. All right, we have, our next call is Scott in Virginia. Hello, Scott.
Hi, sir. You're forgetting a couple things. One, don't forget the coming race war, which is one of the reasons why they are letting all the illegals come in.
Yeah.
And also, don't forget, in a couple of years from, according to the reports, I've been hearing all of the mini nukes that are going to go off in the various U.S. cities to call the herd.
What's that? Call the what?
Call the herd. Reduce the population?
I'm not sure exactly what you're saying, what you mean by that, Scott.
That the government wants to, the powers that be want to kill, 80%+?
Yes.
Of us,
No doubt about it.
Worldwide? So.
They've been promoting Planned Parenthood and population control for years.
True.
That's their stated goal.
Well, the worst part for me is that I can't wake anyone up. No one believes me. I've already told my family that I estimate a 60% chance I'm going to be dead within 6 years and a 95% chance I'm going to be dead within 12 years. And the only two questions that I have is, one, who am I going to have to kill in order to defend my family? Is it going to be fellow Americans? Is it going to be soldiers? Is it going to be either the Chinese or the Russians when they invade us? And the other thing is, I will not take the mark, so it's how bad is my death going to be?
Well, that's a good question. All of them are good questions, and I can't answer them for you, but I can direct you right to the Scriptures and to you to get down and pray to the Father in the name of Jesus that you would be able to understand, that He will give you the unction, He'll give you the understanding. When the time comes, you'll know what to do. But one thing that everyone can do, it doesn't matter what you are, and that is to be armed and to be dangerous in that sense, dangerous to the New World Order. That you will defend your family. You have an obligation from the Scriptures to do that, to defend yourself and your property, your nation. The enemy is within. The enemy is in the government. The enemy runs the government. They are the enemy of our nation.
True.
Not the Iraqis, not the Afghanis, not the Iranians, not the Arabs, but it's these people who are pulling off this massive genocidal campaign. So when the time comes, you will know what to do, my friend. Believe me, you will instinctively know how to defend yourself. But be armed first. Be prepared.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And practice. And also get your food supply, your water. Get all the things you need. Because when the time comes that you'll need them, you'll have them and not have to wish you had them.
Oh, trust me. I'm definitely working on those guys.
Right.
The other question that I have is, how many years of food do I need to get? Because it's I have to take care of about...
You don't have to get a lot of time. Believe me, I would say 6 months is sufficient.
Okay.
That's enough. Okay?
Okay? Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. All right. 6 months is going to be enough. Trust me on this. Let's see. We have Mark in Ohio next. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Rick. How are we doing?
Fine.
I love listening to this RBN. What a blessing it's been. You know, all these people calling in and whatnot, I think it's pretty cool. But the good point is, you know the scriptures as well as I do about people die and are destroyed for they lack true knowledge. This
yeah,
RBN.
Right.
Yes.
My people.
Well, true. That's what I meant.
Yep.
I had prayed for a long time here. Soon after I come into finding RBN when I got my computer way back in 2005, I've been with it every day since. But I'm glad to see that people are waking up and they're awake and they're very angry, very mad. They're wanting to know how this stuff could have been going on, and then it leads to, well, you know, how can I get involved?
Mm-hmm.
I passed on a lot of information from, what's sent here, from what I gleaned from RBN. And I got one lady, she works for the state. She's mad at me.
Good.
I'll hold.
Okay, you do that. We'll be right back with you in just 3 minutes. Not much time, but we'll return to wrap things up. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Well, indeed, we do. We have them in control. And Mark, you're still with me from Ohio? Hi, Mark. Are you there?
Yes. Go ahead, Rick.
All right. Quickly now, because we don't have much time.
Yeah, I just want to tell you I'm grateful for people like yourself and John Stetman and a few others of you guys on the RBN. I really appreciate it. I know the Lord's blessing you, so keep pressing forward, brother.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
He is in control. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Let's say John in Canada now is next. John in Canada. Hello. You're on the program.
I love your show, and I just wanted to make a comment about censorship of the Internet.
Yes.
For example, CNN always talking about these Al-Qaeda websites, never making any mention of what the actual website is. You cannot find them on Google. And if you can't find that information, what else is there that you can't find? How can we set up an alternative Google that won't be censored?
Well, that's a big investment, you know. And these big companies they have the resources we don't have. Quite frankly, they've grown big, but you have many of them, and you have the YouTubes and others that now are finding it profitable to be able to do things that heretofore would not have been allowed. It's a mixed bag, you know, John? It's a mixed bag. But I'm fearful that even without a presidential directive, these powers that be are trying to get control through Congress to have what they call net neutrality laws, to make it impossible for the little people, the independents, to be able to hook up and have their servers, their hosts, and so forth, and to be able to broadcast on the Internet, you know? All I can say is we're thankful for what we have, we're grateful, and let's hang on to it the best we can. It's not an easy answer to what you're asking, is what I'm saying. I don't have the answer because it involves money. And I'm not the one to discuss that.
It's only a matter of time before, you know, RBN isn't found on the Internet.
Well, there you go. I mean, eventually, if they succeed in doing what they want, everything will be controlled eventually. Might not happen right away, but this whole new world order they want to bring about, and that means stamping out all resistance to order. And that's when you know we're close to the very end of time, my friend. So you have to have faith, and you have to look above and not below. And that's the thing, is let's pray, let's support RBN, and the Lord will keep it here and us here for as long as he needs us, my friend.
Yes.
That you can be assured of. Follow me?
I follow, and...
Believe me, trust. Trust in him. Not in me, not in man, not in this system, but in him, because it's all already under his control, right to the end.
I agree.
He's got the answers, and we're going to win. One way or another, we're going to win.
Hopefully soon.
Amen. All right. Thank you, John. We just don't have enough time for any other calls right now, I'm afraid. We're just out of time, and we've had so many tonight. And those of you on the line we couldn't get to, I'm sorry, but we'll do it again tomorrow night. And Father John Martinez has been on with Mike, as you know, Mike Piper. We hope to have him on our program. They have called us, and they're a good sponsor here at RBN, and we want to give them some exposure on my show, too, within the next couple of days or so, hopefully. We'll do that. Okay. Excuse me. All right, allergy time. A lot of pollen out there today, ladies and gentlemen, as you know. But we're out of time right now. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We shall return, Lord willing, tomorrow evening at 9 o'clock Central Time. We'll see you then. Good night.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your